Hello and welcome. It's Helen Vandenberg on the Get Clients Fast Summer School. Thank you so much for joining us today. I really hope you're enjoying this event so far. I know I've been absolutely blown away by the content and the quality of the speakers that we've had the privilege to listen to so far, and today is no exception. So today we have got Julia Felton, who is a transformational business and leadership expert, and she sort of specializes in developing high-performance individuals and teams and entire businesses. So with Julia, what she tends to do is create really innovative programs that are also inspired by nature and her herd of horses. So I cannot wait to hear more about how we can become these awesome, effective salespeople that we all could be by enhancing, by using some of that magical power that comes from other beings. So let's find out about that. So Julia, for those that haven't met you, welcome to the call, and tell us a little about what you do and how you got to be doing the work you're doing today.
All right. Thank you, Helen, so much for that lovely introduction. And it's just such a privilege to be with you here today and to be able to share this great content and be part of this kind of revolution to help people get clients fast, because it's definitely the most biggest challenge that my clients have, and I guess it's yours too, which is why you're running this amazing event. So, wow, how did I get to where I am today? Well, what I really realized on my journey, as some people will know, I used to work in the corporate world and I had a big corporate job, and then I left that, and my passion's always been working with horses. And I then came to realize there was a way I could combine all my coaching and my business skills with my horses. And more I've worked with my horses, the more I've learned that they have just the most insightful information to share about the sales process. Mm-hmm. And it's one of the things I do with my clients a lot, is actually get them out in a field and work with them through, well, what the horses can teach them about sales and how to build trust in relationships and become that trusted advisor or that trusted horse owner for your horse, that can then help you get the connection and get the business, which is ultimately what everyone wants. So absolutely delighted to be here.
So, wow. So, and it sounds like it's not only a metaphor, it's also really connecting with techniques that work out there in the real world. So I can't wait to hear. Yeah. It just sounds awesome. So, and for those of you, many of you I'm sure will have worked with Julia, as I have. I've experienced some of her workshops and absolutely can say, hand on my heart, the awareness you can achieve about yourself, the way you carry yourself, the way you talk, the way you engage with people, I really think can be revolutionary. So today's session is Mastering the Inner Game of Sales, 5 Secrets to Becoming a Trusted Sales Advisor, so you can effortlessly convert prospects into clients. I'm really pleased to have this on the schedule this year, because I think there are some blocks, particularly around some of the words of becoming a trusted sales advisor. Many of us have those blocks around feeling a bit uncomfortable about selling, and certainly trust is an issue, I think. Whether we feel that, you know, can we be ethical whilst we're trying to sell someone a program? And then I love the other thing, that the way that Julia's described this is, you know, so you can effortlessly convert prospects into clients. And I think many of us struggle with selling, and I'm not sure that it has to be a struggle. So I'd love to sort of figure out, sort of see if we could really touch on some of those points around how can we really effectively become that trusted sales advisor and make the whole sales process much more effortless. So to kick off, Julia, let's start with, we're talking about the inner game of sales. So what do you mean by that? What is the inner game of sales, and why is the sort of inner game so important?
Oh, wow. Well, thank you, Helen. For me, it's absolutely fundamental. And you kind of touched on a few of the points just earlier on when talking about, you know, being a trusted sales advisor. So for me, really the main thing about sales is that, and for sales, I actually mean all parts of our business as well, because actually, you know, every single facet of our business is to some extent selling and showing yourself out to the world and being visible. But the whole of business for me is what I call an inside-out game. So what I learned, and this is what I struggled with when I first came into business, that I was investing initially in all the strategies and tactics that I could learn And I went on all the courses and I just still wasn't getting the results that I really wanted. And then it became very, very apparent to me that the reason I wasn't getting the results was that because my mindset was fundamentally flawed. Mm-hmm. And I talk a lot with my clients about what I call the secret energy of business. Because there's this very, very intangential aspect to business where clients are magnetically attracted to something they like and something they resonate with and that gives out good energy and good vibes. And, you know, if you walk into a room, you automatically can tell the people that aren't in a good state versus the ones that are in a really good state and are really happy. And you gravitate towards the happy people. And it's kind of the same with sales and any other activity that we do in our business. If we just show up in a very passionate state and we're very excited and enthusiastic, that's what draws people towards us. And what I found initially in my business was I thought I was like that, but I wasn't, because I was running a lot of limiting beliefs about, and you touched on them, you know, am I good enough? You know, I've got a fear of selling. What are people going to think about me? And to be honest, you know, I was afraid of rejection. I was afraid of putting out an offer and a client saying no. So it was all of these fears that were stopping me engaging with clients. And then, you know, if I didn't engage with clients, of course, then I couldn't get any sales. So that was really a big barrier for me in growing my business forward. So that's why I talk about this being an inner game and why it's so, so important. And really, I think, an absolute prerequisite for success.
Yeah, and I think definitely a lot of the people, I've been looking at the Facebook group of people who've signed up already, and definitely the fear of rejection is a big one, and that not trusting yourself and not feeling confident, all of that internal stuff. And yet we so often, as you say, we focus on, I've got to learn how to do a launch, I've got to learn, you know, I've got to buy some Facebook ads or whatever. We often look at the external strategic stuff. And yet I guess that, you know, if it's all coming through us and getting filtered through us, if those beliefs are still there, that's going to impact the results, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely. And fundamental at the bottom of this is, you know, valuing ourselves and what we can do. Because particularly I think as women entrepreneurs, and I know quite a lot of your listeners will probably be women, I think women can be really bad at valuing themselves and really the difference that they can make in the world. But until we can start valuing ourselves, our clients and our potential prospects can't value us. So this is why this becomes such an inside-out job, that we have to value ourselves, we have to trust ourselves, we need to be connected to ourselves and our greatness and our magnificence so that other people can then connect with it.
Absolutely. And talking about that sort of connection, I wonder if you could talk a little bit more about your sort of archetype of the trusted sales advisor. I love that wording in the title of this session. And what do you mean by that? So as we can be that trusted advisor, and how does that differ from a traditional kind of sales role or salesperson sort of approach?
Sure, certainly. And thanks. This is just such a great question to ask, and I'm so glad you did. So thank you very much. You know, in my view, sales has fundamentally changed. You know, the advent of the internet means we're really living in an information era. And people can find out all about our products and services before they ever meet us. So we don't really need to go and meet people and tell them about the features, because people already looked it up. You know, if you want to go and buy a new fridge for your kitchen, you know, you go on the internet, you research all the different types, you list all the different features you want, and you make a decision. And actually, you know, at the end of the day, you're actually only going to the salesman to actually buy that particular product you've already selected. So sales has changed from a point where people really didn't know what they wanted to the consumer and the buyer being really much more empowered about what they already want. So what we're looking at here is a shift in what I call the three different types of salespeople that really exist. So at one end, you've got what we call the annoyer. So they're probably what would be the traditional salesperson who's always focused on selling and promoting. They're the sort of person that, you know, has the bad image of, you know, the double glazing salesman. And, you know, maybe you can remember, Helen, when, you know, they used to knock on our front door when I was a kid growing up, and, you know,
foot in the door before it's closed.
Exactly. And, you know, these are the sorts of people that just talk at you the whole time. And they're never putting the prospect's needs first. So actually, they're being very, very selfish. They're the sort of person that just talks at you. And, you know, that's not a great place to be anymore. The bar is what they want. They don't want the... there's been a whole evolution in communication. And, you know, people want to feel that they're listened to and heard. So at one end, we've got the annoyer, who is really selfish because actually it's all about them. But the other end of the spectrum is where we've got the avoider. And this is what I think a lot of my clients certainly fall into the category, because these are people that love to serve and hate to sell.
Yeah.
So they feel that sales is pretty pushy. And like we said, they're putting their own fear of rejection actually in front of that of the client. And often they've got an ideal solution for that client, but they don't like to make the sale because they feel it might be pushy. Mm-hmm. And I just like to offer people a reframe around that and say that if you're actually avoiding offering somebody a solution that you know that you could provide, then you too are actually being very selfish because you're not giving people the benefit of your expertise.
Yeah, so, I think that's a big shift for people to make, because it's that I often hear people say, well, I just don't want to bother people, or I don't want to force anything on them, where in fact, you know, great, are you going to just leave them in their pain then, you know?
Well, exactly, and that's a great reframe that we have to do around this, because one of the things that and I was really struggling with exactly what you've talked about, and I've had to completely reframe for myself that no longer am I in what I call a sales conversation. I've reframed it in my mind to calling this a client enrollment conversation.
Yeah.
And instead of me going out and selling to somebody, I've reframed it to the fact I'm actually going out to interview them to see if we're a match.
Yeah.
And if we're a match, I would have a solution to their problem. And if I'm not, that's fine. They weren't the right interviewee for me. But that has really, really helped me change my mindset around the whole sales process and got me out of being that avoider, you know, the ostrich in the sand who's got all this great material but's never telling anyone about it, so we can't serve anyone.
Yeah. So I wonder if it's all right if we could get into, how do we do that? So what are the five secrets that you've mentioned around becoming a trusted sales advisor? What are the things we should be doing?
Yeah, well, let me just finish that last piece off if I could.
Sorry.
A couple of sentences, what therefore a trusted advisor is, because they're not this annoyer who's being very selfish and just it's all about them, and we're not the avoider who is not offering any services. So the trusted advisor is sort of the midpoint in between. So this is where we have a much more collaborative approach. So we and the prospect client are co-creating the solution. And at all times, the client is feeling heard and listened to, and they know that we're co-creating a solution together that meets their need. So we're actually really building a relationship with that person. And this is where it all comes down to trust, because, you know, trust comes through us spending time with the other person, understanding, knowing what their drivers are and their requirements, and then making a recommendation. And it may be at one point in time that the recommendation is, yeah, I've got the complete match, my products and services that I know absolutely match what you need now. But also the trusted advisor will be somebody who says, okay, Helen, I've not really got the right solution for you, but I know that Sally has something that might really work for you. So it's not always being in a relationship where we're having to sell to the person. We're starting to create that rapport so that they get to know, like, and trust us, and then are able to refer us and at other times. Does that make sense?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. So we know what it kind of looks like now.
Yeah.
So how do we do it? What are the secrets? What are the things you can do?
Sure. So I sort of identified these five secrets that I think form being really a trusted sales advisor. And the first one is knowing your value and your expertise. Because this is an area where you naturally just add value to a client because you're an expert in something. And often it is something that we find really, really easy to do. And when we find something really easy to do, we have a real habit of not valuing it because we go, oh, of course, everyone can do that. Mm-hmm. And when we don't value it, like we talked about earlier on, if we don't value the services and the solutions we can solve for our clients, then they're never going to value the results that we can give them. So one of the things that I use to find out really and help my clients find out where their value and expertise lie is something called talent dynamics. And I know, Helen, that you've done this in the past.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So it really helps you to know, well, where's the real value that I can add to a client? Is the real value I can add, in my case, of being a creator with lots of dynamo energy where I can come a lot of vision and strategy and ideas to somebody to help grow their business? Or is my expertise more of that of a supporter, which is more directly in, working and connecting with people and managing teams? So it really helps to know where your level of expertise lies so you know what to do.
Yeah.
And then the second area that we've got is, it's called what I call find your passion. Mm-hmm. Because as we talked about, there's this secret energy to business and sales, and you've really got to be aligned with the products and services that you're offering. And in my experience, every fiber of your being really needs to love that, because if you don't really love what you're selling and what you're promoting, your clients are just going to, they're just going to intuitively know. It's one of those really difficult things to describe, but people just know. And let me just share a story around this. When I was a number of years ago, I was in a network marketing company. Mm-hmm. And I was selling their products and services. And, yeah, they were really nice products and services. You know, the product, we had a range of healthcare products and skincare products. And they were really nice. And, you know, I got some good results with them, but nothing amazing. And I always really, really struggled with that business. And I just compare that to other people I looked at who had used the products and services and were evangelical about them, because one of my colleagues, their children had had some skin eczema and the products had completely cured that for them. And those people were so evangelical about that product and service that people just got attracted. They were magnetically attracted to that person's passion and enthusiasm about the product. And so they came and bought from her.
Yeah.
So it's something that's quite difficult to explain, but somehow when you look around, we can see it happening all the time. Maybe you can relate to that.
Absolutely. It is that sort of energy when people find what it is they're supposed to be doing, or even sometimes I think it's just the way they deliver it. So I know some of my clients are much better face-to-face or in person, but they've been trying to flog an online course because they felt that's what they should do. And I think when you can tap into that passion, that's like, what do you really love? How do you love to work with people? What is it you should be doing on this earth? You're absolutely right. Then you get this sense of ease. And would you say that things like the Insights Profile would help people define and get more clarity on their passion?
Yeah, the Talent Dynamics Profile really gives people insight into what that key area of their expertise is and where their absolute strengths lie. And therefore, how best to communicate with other people about how they can really add value to them. Yeah.
Okay, yeah. Because I think that's part of it, is whether it's really sometimes just figuring out what it is, and I think we do need guidance around that. It's great to have a kind of framework and a process that highlights some of those gifts that you have and perhaps some of those hidden strengths that you might not be using, and Talent Dynamics certainly sounds like it could draw some of that out of people.
Well, I think it really does. And for me, it really helps me understand as well, when I have been in the corporate world, why I love some bits of my job and why I didn't love some bits of my job.
Yeah.
So now, of course, you know, now running my own business, I get the opportunity to do all the bits that I love. And then I can look at the bits where my strengths don't really lie. And then I can look to outsource those to other people where that is something that's their passion.
Yes.
You know, my natural inclination is not around kind of numbers and detail. But I have an assistant who just loves that and will spend all day looking at my accounts and numbers and stats and metrics. You know, that just drives me demented eventually. But that's what she loves. And, yeah. You know, I realized at a point in time that actually not allowing somebody to do the bits that I didn't like, again, was a kind of selfish perspective to be taking, because I was stopping my now assistant having the opportunity to do something she loved just because I was like, oh, I'm a business owner. I really should be able to do everything. And, yes, to some extent we can, but how much time and energy do we waste doing the things we don't love? And how much more efficient could we be if we outsource that to somebody else and use that time to do something that we love?
Absolutely. So we've got knowing your value and your expertise, finding your passion. What else?
Well, knowing your value and expertise is one. Finding your passion is two. Number three is knowing your target audience. And this is just so key when it comes to being a trusted sales advisor. Because as much as we might want to try and serve everyone, the reality is we can't. And we really need to become an expert within a select area. And particularly with a target audience that we love, because let's face it, you know, when you're running your business, you're going to be spending a lot of time with them. And unless you really, really love your clients and what they're doing, you're going to find it really difficult to build rapport and get connection and build relationships with them when you just don't have anything in common. So choosing the right target audience, which is one where you like to hang out, will really help your ability to become this trusted sales advisor, because you'll automatically have a way to connect with them. And you'll also know the sorts of places where they hang out. Because one of the things that I found, certainly when I started out in business, was I wasn't really clear on who my target audience was. And I spent a lot of time and invested, again, a lot of time and energy going to networking events where my ideal client wasn't. And I could have just been a lot more efficient and effective if I'd figured out that in the beginning.
I think we've probably all done that, and it's the and to be able to do that, you're absolutely right, it's knowing who they are and where they hang out and what is the best way to connect with them.
Yeah, and I think the other thing related to that is then to understand with the talent dynamics profiles as well, is then to understand a little bit about the different types of people that you're interacting with. So within talent dynamics, there's four different energies of different types of people, and they all respond very, very differently. And what I've put together for the listeners on this call is a special report that I've created called Attract and Convert More Clients by Being a Trusted Sales Advisor. And what it does is it helps show you which of the energy frequencies you are most predisposed to be, and therefore the way to interact with other people in different types of energy. So if I could just share with you an example. If somebody who's got a lot of steel energy, they would want from you a lot of information about when they're going to be doing the program, how long the program lasts for, what are the names of all the different modules, what different types of homework are they going to be doing. They're just going to want a lot of detail. And that's the sort of information that when they've got that, that's going to help them feel secure in order to make a buying decision. Somebody who's got a lot more blaze energy like yourself, Helen, it's all about who you're going to be working with that's really, really important to you. And not so, you know, of course there is something about the content that's important, but it's who you're working with and what you're doing that are going to be the real motivators about whether you want to buy that product or service at the end of the day. So if I spent all the time selling to you and talking about, you know, the fine detail, that's just going to turn you off and you're just going to get bored. And, you know, you're on Blaze FM and I'm on Steel FM, and we're just not connected together. We're on two completely different radio stations is the way I like to look at it.
Absolutely. So where can people find your – could you just give us the link for your wonderful offer? So the client enrollment, sort of how to attract and convert more clients. Tell us where they can access your freebies.
Yeah, sure, certainly. So it's on my website at businesshorsepower.com/TD4 and sales book. So that's businesshorsepower.com, TD, number 4, sales book. And they can grab a copy there of Attract and Convert More Clients by Being a Trusted Sales Advisor. And it's really packed with a lot of information that I've never shared before, and I especially put together for this telesummit to really help our listeners really get some insights into the best strategies and tactics to help them convert with all the different types of profiles that they're going to find out while they're at their networking events and talking out with clients.
Fantastic. Guys, don't worry if you missed that URL. If you're on the web listening to this, you'll see a button on the left-hand side which will link through to that. Also, if you look on your email reminder for this event, it will have a link to the click, a link to the button you can click through. And if all else fails, come and join us at our Facebook group, facebook.com/groups, Get Clients Fast. And you will see, just message us there, and we'll post all the links there, but just send us a message there, and we will make sure that we connect you with Julia and make sure that that wonderful gift is available to you. So that sounds awesome, because I think that is the thing, Julia. You kind of need a route map. You need that structure to be able to go, right, well, what type am I, or what's my preference? And, that's why I don't kind of clink with that person, or that's why I might have done something different on that sales conversation. So I think I'd absolutely recommend you download that, guys. Go and have a look at it. And what I would really love is once you've downloaded the gift and had a look through it and perhaps considered your own preferences, come back on the Facebook group and share with us. What are your insights? What are your thoughts? And I'm sure if you've got questions for Julia, I'll be connecting with her there. So we'll make sure that we can answer any questions you've got about how do you use it in your business.
Oh, absolutely. I'd be more than happy to, because it's just made such a fundamental shift in my business. And I just am so passionate about getting this out and sharing this with other people, because it can just make such a difference to understand why sometimes your sales conversations don't land in the way that you were expecting them to.
Brilliant. Okay, so tell us more. There's two more to go, I think, as well.
Gosh, okay. So 44 of the 5 Secrets to Becoming a Trusted Sales Advisor is lead the sales conversation. Mm-hmm. And if in the past you've really been an avoider around sales, sometimes this can be a bit of a challenge. But in my experience, when people come and talk to me and they're interested in my products and services, they really want to be led to an answer. And the answer is not like, yes, Julia, you're exactly the right person I want to work with now, or no, this isn't the right time for us to work together. So I think people are always looking for a leader to get them to an answer. And for me, when I'm having these conversations, just helping the potential client or prospect get clarity about whether I'm the right match is the best service I can be in for them. There's nothing worse than leaving them with a situation when they go away going, oh, I'm not sure.
Yeah.
Because that just wastes time and energy for both of us. And then, you know, they're sitting there for the next few days going, oh, I don't know whether I should invest in Julia's program. You know, and that doesn't actually serve anyone. So I always feel that, having a great, actually, as I call them now, client enrollment conversation, and just getting to a point of, yes, we're a good match, or no, we're not a good match. And, of course, the thing to remember around that is that if we're not a good match right now, it doesn't mean we might never be a good match. We could be a good match together in the future. And I just saw this really interesting statistic, Helen. I don't know if you saw it, but only at any one point, there's only 3% of your prospects looking to buy. Mm-hmm. 3%, that's just such a tiny amount. So the 3% that want to buy today, you know, in the 97% will be somebody who said no, but next week there might be somebody who wants to buy. So that's how we lead into the fifth secret, which is recognizing that this is becoming a trusted sales advisor is what I call a long-term game. And this is why such consistency is vital. And I always talk with my clients about sporadic selling and marketing results in sporadic cash flow. So every time you need to make a connection with somebody, you really want to make it sure that you're connecting with somebody, because you're connecting with them to connect and not to sell. And, you know, we've all seen the statistics, you know, 8 to 10 touch points for somebody to actually want to buy your products and services. So that's where you get into this trusted sales advisor mode, where every time you're interacting with your client, you're adding value and adding value and adding value, and eventually will be the right time when the client wants to buy. But it's going to be when they want to buy and not when you want them to buy, which is two, as we know, very, very different things. So this is very, very much a long-term game, and we just have to recognize that we have to be quite inventive as well in this long-term game, you know, to keep our clients engaged and interested, because, you know, it's a crowded marketplace out there. People are getting bombarded by emails, text messages now, all kinds of things. So it's finding innovative ways that we can really add value to a client so that they're going to get to know, like, and trust us. And hopefully at the end of the day, if we're a great match, then they'll buy from us.
Absolutely. So just before we wrap up, I know you did want to touch on a little bit around the mindset traits of a trusted sales advisor. So if you could just talk us a little bit about what is the real mindset approach that we should have to become this trusted sales advisor?
Okay. Well, I think the first thing I'd say is that is to go back to that initial point I made, that I always think about it as, that this is, I'm never in a sales conversation. I'm always in a client enrollment conversation and seeing if they're a good fit for me. So it's much more like an interview. And with that mindset, that really, really helped me become the trusted sales advisor, because it was never about it was never about me. It was always about them and are we a good match. I think one of the other great mindsets to have is to always be really curious, really, really ask questions to establish what your clients and prospects need, and to see, therefore, if you're a good match for them. And really, really stay present and focused throughout the conversation, as in, you know, really, really be listening for the subtlety of what people say and don't say, because often it's what they don't say that's more important. But most people, I don't know, when we start getting into our fear and anxiety when we're having these conversations, then we just switch off to all the subtleties that are happening around us. And that's where, you know, you'll know, Helen, from some of the work you did with the horses. The horses really help you stay really focused and present, and you get to experience what that is like, and try and then take those learnings back to the workplace. This is really, really important, though. I think it's a whole mindset around thinking that when you're having a sales conversation, it's all about, rather than closing a sale, the whole mindset really should be on about opening a door, and you're inviting the prospect in. And that's a very different position to come from than thinking every time I speak to somebody, I've got to close a sale. Rather, I'm thinking, I want to open the door and here's an invitation to come in. And a couple of other mindsets, I think that these have been very, very powerful for me personally. And one is, I'm the solution that you've been looking for. Because if somebody's shown up in my world, in my energy, then I realize that they've come for a reason. And I think that if somebody does show up, then it's their time to be there. They've shown up for a reason. And, and it's their time to decide what they want to do. So I just need to be open to that, listen to that, what they want, and really see if we're a great match. And from that position, then the client, you know, gets attracted to you magnetically, and that's how sales become effortless.
Love it. So we've just got so much to be going on with there. And I just wondered if you could talk a little bit more about, you know, I'm sure there are people like me who just listen to this going, this is awesome. This could absolutely give me insights about myself and my clients that are absolutely priceless. So if somebody wants to take this a bit further and perhaps have a sort of a deeper understanding of how their preferences might be helping and hindering their business, and how they can really utilize their skills through Talent Dynamics to really support them, how can they do that with you?
Sure. Well, I put together a special offer again just for the Talent Summit, because I like to always do special things for special people. So what we've got is an opportunity for people to come and actually take the Talent Dynamics assessment. And when they do that, they'll get a 20-page report detailing where their natural gifts and talents lie and how they can best work in the best roles that they can work in and where their strengths are going to lie in their business. And in addition to that, I'm also going to be offering people a 45-minute personal consultation with me, where I'm going to take them through a debrief about that report so that they can really get to ask the sort of behind-the-scenes questions about what that really means for their business. And I'm super excited as well to be offering something with that, which for the first time ever we're doing this. We have a brand new Talent Dynamics specifically for sales report coming out, which will really, really help people. And that is going to be bonused in with their Talent Dynamics assessment so that they can, for the first time ever as well, get their Talent Dynamics for Sales assessment profile as well, which will really, again, give them even more detail than in my free report about the different types of sales profiles, what the best types of sales roles that you can take in an organization are, and then how you can communicate best with the other different profiles. So I think that's going to be really, really useful for people. And they can get that at on my website again at businesshorsepower.com/TD for sales profile. So that's businesshorsepower.com/TD for sales profile.
Fabulous. And again, guys, that will be the button for that. If you're listening via the webcast, that will be on the left-hand side of the screen. If you have accessed this by clicking the link on the email, you will see a link to that in that email. And if you're struggling with any of that, come over and join us at the Facebook group. And there's links to that on every email. And we will make sure it's there. But if you can't find the post, just pop us a message or a comment there, and we will make sure that that is posted regularly. I think that's a great offer. Thank you very much, Julia, because also, guys, I can't tell you the value of having someone, an individual consultation for somebody to talk through your profile with you and to really debrief how you can implement it, because we've all done it. You send off for the book, you think, you know, you do the assessment, you buy the tool, and then we actually don't implement it because it hasn't quite connected, whereas firstly, you're getting a very thorough, you've got a 20-page report personalised to you, and then you've got one-to-one work with Julia. And then, of course, you've got the second assessment around your sales attributes, which, again, considering the topic for this summit, then absolutely spot on for people. So, Julia, one more time, just repeat that web link just in case people didn't catch it.
Yeah, it's businesshorsepower.com/TD4 sales profile.
Brilliant. Okay, so thank you so much, Julia. That has been absolutely brilliant. I've still got so many questions, and yet we're slightly out of time, so I'm going to invite, and I'm sure people on the listening to this have too, so I'm going to invite them to please join us on the Facebook group, and we will make sure Julia is tagged in on anything that's relevant to her topic, so as we can get lots of insights around how you can use this fabulous tool in your business, and also just generally about how you win the inner game of sales. So, Julia, thank you so much. It's been brilliant to have you on the Get Clients Fast Summer School. And to everyone who's listened today, wherever you are in the world, I really appreciate your time and being part of our awesome community, because I know we've had some great connections happening, and I'm sure that will continue. So this is Helen Vandenbergs. It's the Get Clients Fast Summer School 2014. We're so thrilled that you're here. I'd like to sign off now and say thank you to both Julia and to everyone listening. Have an awesome day. Here's to your success. Bye for now.
Bye-bye.
Bye.